Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And what a show we have for you tonight. Obviously, for you hoop heads out there, it is the NBA draft. You might not even know because there has been, I don't remember since I've been following drafts as, you know, since even before I was covering the NBA, I don't remember a draft with such little buzz. And that still won't stop it from being an exciting night. I'm looking forward to seeing who at least the first few picks are. And we will be talking about that and much more tonight. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. It's Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM Channel 83. We got Danny Swift Garcia, the two division world champion boxer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, he's fighting Errol Spence Jr. in a few weeks, December 5th. On Fox, and we're going to have him on to talk about tonight. Remember last weekend, Terrence Crawford knocked out Kell Brook, who's, you know, a very good, was a former champion himself with what was kind of like a mix between a jab and a hook. So we'll get to all that and more with Danny Garcia. So you boxing fans want to keep it locked for that as well. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What up, bro? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great, man. I am great.
I don't know about you. You said that you don't hear anything about the NBA draft. I do. Listen closely.
Alex, hit it.
Everything's not funny. What? You shouldn't have to say that, Alex.
Maybe
don't
if you
do
had, because Alex, Alex has not been on time. He's not been on point with that drop. That's what? A great drop.
He can't do we that. Should, what do you want? You want him to play it every that, hour.
I can't
we should
do
be
that.
Hearing that drop like six times
See?
An hour.
Don't overdo it. Don't abuse it,
that
Alex.
Ain't funny about six times an hour.
Sometimes
Alex,
they're funny,
don't abuse
ZB.
It. Don't abuse it. Anyway, yes, the NBA draft, and yes, it is a draft. Close the door. We will pay attention to a little bit of it, but no, it is not what we're used to, and you know, right. Everything's changed. It's not the time of the year we expected, and then there just aren't that many players who people know or who could change a franchise overnight. So that's why it's, lowercase this year. So it is what it is.
No question about it.
All right, one thing. I did run into somebody at the Best Buy in Los Angeles today. And
what'd you get? First of all, what'd you get?
I didn't get anything. I need a new iPad. My iPad is on the fritz. But anyway, okay. What was interesting to me was the guy said he loved the show. He recognized
this is just
me
a normal fan?
Just a listener. Okay. But the thing that I realized when he said it was, he said he loved the show and listened every night. And without prompting or saying anything, Chris, he goes, and today is a Worship Wednesday. Like, he knew exactly, you know what I mean? I was like,
well,
now that's a listener.
Lord.
No, yes. But that's a listener. Like, you wouldn't know.
Right.
You could say, oh, I listened to your show or whatever. But you wouldn't know today was a Worship Wednesday, and he knew.
No, that's good. All right. That's good. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. He could have said, 2 days ago was a Magic City Monday.
Oh, yeah. But, I didn't see any singles falling out of his pocket while he was at Best Buy.
All right, let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and the twos. And, of course, it is a Worship Wednesday. Let's see what he can cook up tonight. We got super producer or just producer Rob G, because he's been a smart aleck lately. So he's
really?
Been reduced to producer Rob G. Yesterday I told him he's just a producer, Rob G. He'll
well,
get
you
it
know,
back
he has
soon.
That he has that other show now. I think we're like second banana. He's too busy in the morning with that other failed show. I mean that other show. but that's okay,
Yeah, he's
not gonna defend
he's got
it, Rob
the big
G.
Head.
You're not gonna
Ever
defend
since
it?
He went on the hot seat one night when I wasn't here. He started getting the big head. And
well, I don't
got to
defend myself if you're speaking the truth, because that is true. This is my other gig from now on. With the
oh,
other.
Wow. Okay. Okay. You other. Might not get introduced tomorrow.
You know, and then, we could tell because some of the stale ideas he has comes from that morning show.
We got the ever loquacious Brian Finley on the updates. All right, Rob. I've talked to some people around the league. Obviously about this draft, and I believe it is not I'm not reporting anything. In fact, a lot of mock drafts have it this way. I think Anthony Edwards will, from Georgia, the freshman out of Georgia, will be the first pick in the
not
draft.
Not LaMelo,
to Minnesota.
Huh?
It could be, but I think it'll be Edwards because two reasons. One, he's a better fit. And look, sometimes that gets people in trouble, right? Sam Bowie was a better fit in Portland than Michael Jordan.
Yes, sir. So, the great
not
Sam
saying,
Bowie.
Not
don't
saying
rip, don't rip
about
Sam.
To be Michael
Sam
Jordan. But
right.
Yeah, sometimes fit can hurt you. But he's a better fit alongside D'Angelo Russell with Karl Anthony Towns. And also, there's concern about LaMelo. Just people feel he's immature. His approach to the game, they're not certain about that. He hadn't played a lot of serious basketball. He's played in places where everything was about him. Even when he went overseas in Lithuania.
Oh, it was all about him.
It was exhibition games, Then we went to Australia. The league paid him, not the team. And the league told the team, look, he's going to start for you. So it was all built on him. So those are some of the concerns. But he is talented, and everybody feels like there's no question about the talent, but they got some other questions about him. I think James Wiseman will go second to Golden State. And
really?
I think it's a great pick. If they keep the pick. Now, Minnesota might move down. They've been trying to move down. And same with Golden State. So if they keep the picks, I think this is how it goes. Yeah, I like Wiseman, Rob, in Golden State because he's a seven-footer. He's athletic. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be one of these guys, but I'm going to let you guess two big men whose names have come up when I've talked to people about Wiseman, and they've said he's kind of somewhere in between these two. I'll give you a hint on each one. The first one.
I was going to say, because, you got me all over the place.
I'm going to give you a hint. The low one, I'm going to give you the lower end. Not that he's going to be better than this guy. I'm just going to give you two guys that have been comp to him. One is a part of a big three within the last 10 years.
Kevin Garnett?
The second one, it was part of a Twin Towers.
Chris Bosh, Kevin Garnett?
Close. Chris Bosh was one. Okay. The Admiral, David Robinson, was the other.
Yeah, okay.
Now, if he becomes one of those, or even close, right, you love it.
Or even First Lieutenant would take that, right?
Right,
you can have to be an Admiral.
And I'm not saying he'll be one of them, but I think he can be good. Obviously, Golden State needs some length. They need a rim protector, and I think it'd be good for them if they keep the pick. And then third, now Michael Jordan, Charlotte Hornets, they got the third pick. I'm told I know for a fact Jordan really likes LaMelo. And we know Charlotte, Rob, could use some buzz, right? They could use a lot of buzz with that franchise, and LaMelo would certainly bring it. So I think LaMelo goes third to Charlotte.
Is this the same thing when Michael thought he was getting Larry Bird when he picked
He's made some mistakes. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Some of Adam the worst Morrison, picks. Adam Morrison was supposed to be Larry Bird because he had that ugly mustache.
Because he was white.
And he was white, but he had that mustache. And then who was the other guy from who wound up with the Lakers? Oh, my God. The big guy.
Lakers.
Come on.
Oh, Kwame Brown. Yeah.
And Kwame Brown. Those are two
but
picks by Michael
there,
Jordan.
And I know you probably heard the same things, Rob. Because remember, Jordan came back to play with Kwame. And Jordan was hard on his teammates. We saw that in The Last Dance. And I don't even think we saw, how hard he was on them, But he would bury Kwame, from what I'm told, verbally. Just challenging him. You did. Basically challenging his toughness. Jordan was trying to bring it out of him, but, it seemed like it had the opposite. Right. And then Kwame goes where? To L.A., and Kobe starts doing it.
Right.
He didn't have a chance. I mean, it was just it was a tough road to hoe for Kwame Brown. But, Rob, I'm going to ask you quickly about this. And I said Anthony Edwards is probably, I think, going to be the first pick. We'll see if that comes to fruition. He did an extensive interview with ESPN. He said a lot. But I'm going to throw one quote out at you and see what you think. Would you have second thoughts about drafting a guy that said this, number one? Here's a quote on his passion for basketball. To be honest, I can't watch basketball. I'm still not really into it. I love basketball, it's what I do. And then he said if he was drafted in the NFL tomorrow, he'd let basketball go. I got to read this quote to you, too, because this will tell you something about him. Here's why he said he would let basketball go. Not because I love hitting folks. Not because there's nothing more exhilarating than a kickoff return or whatever. This is why. Quote, because you can do anything on the field. You can spike the ball. You can dance. You can do all types of disrespectful stuff. You can't do any of that in the NBA. You'll get fined.
Okay. No way, no how. I know it's easy to say you wouldn't pick him at the first pick or whatever, but I would definitely have reservations because, Chris, I've talked to many football players, and I'm thinking you've probably talked to some athletes as well, who don't like football.
That a lot, right? There's guys love the game. And guys that just like it, or maybe don't even like it.
I've had guys tell me, I do this because I can make money. I'm a good living out of it. I don't like it, okay? I don't. And I get that. If you're 6'4", Chris, and weigh 350, there aren't too many jobs, seriously.
Daddy where you pay can you make millions?
Right.
You
know? Right.
Come on.
So that's why they do it, and I get it.
I don't even blame them. Yeah.
But they don't say it publicly. It ain't something that you should publicly, Chris. That's all. You can feel that way, and I get it. You know, sometimes it's hard to watch. He's not the only one watching the NBA. There's other people.
Well,
who don't like the style of the game or other reasons. But for him to say, I'm not into the game or I give it up tomorrow, it just would make me feel uncomfortable. Most people who make it on this level and get to where he is, Chris, they live, they die, they breathe. It's their existence. So when you hear a guy like laissez-faire about it, it makes you wonder. It makes you, as soon as things don't go well for him, or as soon as he gets paid, where he says, I'm not going to work at this. I got paid. I just got 70 million guaranteed. I'm good. Right. I'll play, but I'm not trying to get better or kill myself out here.
Well, I think you said a mouthful, and I agree with a lot of it. And I'll say this. I'm going to say these things in defense of him. It's not what you want to hear, and you're absolutely right. You don't need to say it publicly. I'm going to say a few things in his defense, though. One, and I'm sure you've had the same conversations with athletes. There are a lot of great players that did not grow up watching much of basketball or football.
They don't know the history of the game. They don't know anything of it.
Maybe they were out playing it or doing something else, but they weren't watching it like a lot of us who are actually in sports writing did.
Yep.
You know, like for us, we were watching it religiously, reading Sports Illustrated and all that. There are a lot of guys that you'd be surprised who just didn't watch the game like that. So maybe that's what he means, right? Maybe he means that. And I'm going to throw this at you too. He did give up football. He was a legit football player. And I'm told, and I don't know if this is factual, but one executive whose team could choose him told me he supposedly ran a 4.44 40 in football. Okay, a 4.44 40-yard dash. So he was a good football player. At 15 or so, he had a growth spurt, and people start telling him, man, you could play basketball. And he gave up football. So he did give up football to play basketball. But maybe football is still his favorite sport. Remember Allen Iverson? Football may have been his favorite sport. You know, I don't know if he ever said it, but he obviously loved football. And that was certainly his first love. I don't know if it remained that way. And here's the other thing, Rob. He's 19. You know, he's had a kind of a tragic upbringing. Dad not really in the picture. Mom and grandma died when he was like 14 or 15. Right in around the same time, too. And so he's had a tough situation. Now, he's with Clutch Management, which is, you know, LeBron's group, Rich Paul. I think that they're going to be good for him. I'm surprised that they kind of didn't coach him on this to just not say that, you know what I mean? But they've shown, you know, they've helped a lot of guys with, obviously LeBron knows how to do things off the court. So I think they'll help him in this regard, which is a good sign. And, you know, the one saying around the NBA, Rob, is there, did you choose the game? This is kind of to your point. Do you love it or not? Did you choose? There are guys that chose the game, and then there are guys that the game chose them.
Right.
Because you're 6'7", you're athletic, you jump through the
or
gym.
Or you know see the little saying? Guys who are like, you would be like, why are you playing basketball? Because they had a passion for it. They're not,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not.
Right.
If you're 6'8" walking around or 6'10", Chris, how are you not playing basketball?
Rob, you can go a decade or more without ever encountering a 6'8" person in your life, right?
Yes.
I don't know when the last time I came across a 6'8" person
who
wasn't like, you know, one of our former players in the studio or something like that. Honestly, like, I can't remember the last quote-unquote regular person that I saw that was 6'8". So that is a gift, and then to be that athletic. So, all right, we're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Could you draft the guy who says he doesn't love basketball? Would the Timberwolves be making a mistake by making Anthony Edwards the number one pick in about an hour? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odd Couple. Chris and Rob on a Worship Wednesday. Do you own or do you rent your home? Sure you do, because everybody does one of them. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and your car insurance together. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. GEICO.com, it is easy. Let's get to a few calls here, Rob. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's
here it is.
Off.
Here it is, the question. What would you draft a guy? Would you be bothered, worried, scared to death that your top pick says, I'd give up basketball in a minute if they drafted me to play in the NFL? I don't love the game.
The last time someone on television who did sports for a living said that, I don't think they were around too long.
Where's that person? Have you seen?
I don't know. No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, right? That was worse than what this dude
right,
said.
Right.
That was straight arrogance. He's doing it out of naivety, a young kid.
That was straight arrogance. Like, right. I could say and do whatever and you won't do anything to me. No. Yeah, you were wrong on that.
It was good for the business. As much as I may like that person, it was good for the business. You can't
do that. I agree. Adam in D.C., you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, nice to hear from you, Dad. I've been a long time since I called, but, man, all those rich flags, I would not draft that kid. I feel like I know he's young, and what was I saying when I was 18, 19? Please, Dad, don't pull it up. But, you know, he has a gift, and something you require out of those young men is to be exceptional at a young age because they're doing a lot with all those millions from 18 to 24, a lot of us would blow it. So we need to give a lot of those young men that don't do it credit. But back to the main point, when I'm looking for somebody I'm drafting, especially number one first round, all that stuff he said is stuff that you should have known not to say. And you probably do feel that way, but no, I don't like that. I need somebody with that Russell Westbrook.
You know what? 100%. Somebody who lives, breathes, sleeps, eats basketball.
Where it really scares you is that he may still be good, but you ain't going to be as good as you could be. You're not going to be like pushing it like a Kobe Bryant. That's what you want. You want somebody like that.
Right. It's their life mission. Right. It's like
to be the best ever or something.
Right. Yep.
But here's the thing, Rob. In this draft, everybody got their red flag. I told you about the LaMelo red flags. Right. Weissman, I mean, big men aren't what they used to be in this league. You know, so it's a different type of draft where everybody's got some red flags. So,
all right, let's squeeze in one more. Corey in North Kakalaka. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Corey?
Fellas, what's up? What's up? What's up? Y'all doing all right?
How are you, brother? How are you?
Good, man. Good.
We're not as good as you because you sound great.
You sound like Bugs Bunny. That's how happy you are.
God been too good to me, y'all. I won't dare to complain.
All right. That's good to hear.
Yes, sir. But, man, look, that desire thing scares me. It kind of reminds me of Ricky Williams. You know what I mean? Super talented. If you don't love it, it's what made him and Edgerrin James different in that draft. Edgerrin James wanted that thing. You know what I'm saying? But with all that being said, fellas, you got to take this kid number one by default. Nobody else is that good.
And like I said, there's red flags about LaMelo and Weissman too. So,
but you know what? That's Ricky Williams thing is great.
That's
Chris,
a good comparison. Yes.
Ricky just wanted to smoke weed. Man, he gave up his NFL career. Just think about that. To go to Tibet and smoke weed all day, and then I guess he ran out of money and realized, like, what am I doing? Like,
tried to come back.
Well, you had to be like the dumbest guy ever.
Remember the kid in Milwaukee in the NBA? Was it Larry? What was it? Larry something. I can't remember his last name. He gave up Larry Sanders. You remember that, Rob?
Yeah, Larry Sanders.
Yeah,
right.
He gave it up essentially to smoke weed, too. They were born a little too early because it's getting legalized
now,
in most places.
I was going to say, they're probably kicking themselves.
Right.
If it was 20 years later, I could smoke weed and be in the NBA or be in the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Concerning the NBA draft, first of all, in terms of suits, we got to go all the way back to Olajuwon, what he did in 84, looking smooth. So that's a quick throwback there. But as you said, Chris, you know, you got to choose the game. You know, the game can't choose you. We learn from The Wire that it's all in the game. My point of fact is this. You had Kwame Brown, you had Tyson Chandler, you had Eddie Curry, the young guys, super talented in that 01 draft. But you also had Joe Johnson at 10, Shane Battier at 6, and then, of course, Pau Gasol at 3. You know, who had, you know, there has to be, you have to overcome some adversity in your career to understand what it's going to be like in the NBA. You can't just be this freak of nature where it's always been easy. And those guys are, frankly, easy prey. They don't always, their NBA careers don't always end up well. Jonathan Bennett is another example. So, Chris, I got to go with you. You got to choose the game.
You don't have to choose the game to be pretty good. You know, like we said, Rob, there's a lot of guys in these major sports who don't love the game, but they're still good players. When you talk about the superstars, when you talk about the guys that get the max deal and still keep improving, you know what I mean? I mean, LeBron James loves the game. He's still improving, Rob. I mean, what in the world? He hasn't caught Jordan, but he's passed everybody else. And some think he has passed Jordan, and he's still working at it. So that's what you want.
Right. And there's a reason, Chris. It's like even in our business. If you don't love it and aren't passionate about it, this is such a competitive business. It's not like,
right.
You know, I'm not trying to toot our own horns. But if you talk about like making it to the major leagues or to the NBA or NFL, to the NFL, the 1,900 jobs. Chris, how many national sports radio shows are there? Like, you know what I mean? 10, right. 20,
it's
tops.
It's only a handful.
There's like a handful.
Right.
Like, it's way smaller. Way smaller. That's my point.
It's beat writers. When you think about,
when I was in Detroit, I used to always say
teams.
I used to say the same thing. Like, there were only four guys in the city of Detroit who had a sports column. Two at the Free Press and two at the news. The four jobs.
Yep. Well,
that's
and
it.
You know, Rob, I mean, what this, and look, we're not, we got a great life. We love covering sports. Of course, a lot of people would love to work in sports.
Yep.
But you put your work, my first year on the Cavs beat, I worked 188 straight days.
You work every day.
Straight days. Yep. And you know how it is. You're going to shoot arounds, you're writing a story. You're going to the game, you're writing a story.
Pressure
you're going
every
to every
night,
single
deadline.
Practice. Yes, you're writing on deadline. You're going to every practice, every game. You know, your early morning flights.
And there's
and
stress.
Then like you cover. Did you start out covering high school sports?
I did in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Yep.
Yeah.
That was my first job.
Man,
yep.
High school sports.
You have to do the stats.
I used to keep sitting in the stands of a basketball game, high school basketball. I kept, obviously, points, rebounds, assists, but I kept turnovers.
Did you?
Steals, field goals attempted, field goals made, like by myself. I mean, field goal percentage for the team. You know how it is. You're writing. You have to get the school to let you stay. You know, this is the days back in Coupler days.
Chris.
You know what I'm talking about.
How many times
I got
you
locked in high schools.
I filed at McDonald's, at the airport,
gosh.
Where
yes.
I had to beg the person, can you please take the
right.
cord out of the phone? I got to send my story before I get
like,
on the plane.
What?
They're
right.
like, what? I'm
Absolutely.
Like, oh, I have to. And you have to talk people
yes.
into doing stuff for you as a reporter. It was crazy. There wasn't internet anywhere. You'd have
no.
to get a phone line.
You had to use a pay phone, which don't even hardly exist anymore. And I sent stories from clubs, not that I was at the club, but I might sit in the parking lot of a gas station at 10:30 at night, and I'm writing a story, and then go to a nearby restaurant or club and see if you can use their phone. Hey, I'm from the plane deal. You know, like you said, you got to convince people.
You
they don't
go
know
talk
you
to the
Adam.
Manager. They're looking at you like, what?
Yep.
I have a story. Yep. I need to send this in the next 10 minutes. I got to send it in. Can you just let me use your phone?
Right. No, and you a brother, too, a black
right.
man. They
what
like, wait a minute. What? You write for the paper? Rob, there's a story. A guy covered high school sports where he was older than me and kind of mentored me in the high school, you know, when I started out writing and stuff. He told me his dream growing up had been to cover a major league baseball team. Right. And he got that dream. He was younger. He got that dream. He did it for 2 months, And he went to the paper and said, I can't do it anymore. Because you know it's every single day.
Right.
It is virtually all day, every day. And he gave it up. He had grown up wanting to do
wow.
it.
Wow.
And after 2 months, he didn't do it. And he ended up being, you know, pretty much a lifer in covering, like, high school sports. But he was happy. You know, nobody really knows him, certainly not nationally. Right. But,
it's totally different covering high school and not traveling the country and the pressure and the deadline.
No pressure
about
to break stories.
Right.
You know.
And if you're on the beat, you're on the Indians beat, Chris, and the other paper has a story and you don't have it, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. No question. Right? Yep. No question about it. And this is the thing, Rob, it's people like that in every field of endeavor. There's people that love it, as you were just talking about.
Yep.
And there's people that like it, but they're not going the quote unquote extra mile. They're making a living. They make a good living. They work hard at it when they work at it. But, you know, then there's just people that are driven to the nth degree. So in sports and in everything, those are a lot of people that get to the top. So
no doubt.
We'll see what happens with Anthony Edwards. Like I said, there's no sure bets in this draft. And it doesn't make you feel good when a guy says that. But like I said, there are red flags about LaMelo and red flags about James Wiseman. So, you know, I think they'll go with Anthony Edwards. And we'll see if he, you know, realizes his full potential. All right, Klay Thompson. We don't have any definitive news yet on his injury. But he suffered a leg injury in a workout. The latest is he's going to get, you know, MRIs and tests and everything over the next day or two. Mark Spears, friend of ours, Rob, you just saw him this past weekend.
I just saw him in Oakland, right. Yep. I just hung out with him.
Works for the other network and writes for the Undefeated. He tweeted that someone kind of in Clay's circle just answered this when he asked him about the injury. He said it's not, quote unquote, not good. So this is what the Warriors are thinking about as they go into this draft. They got the second pick tonight. So we will talk a little bit about that next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's DJ Alex Tyshirt's favorite song on a Worship Wednesday. Fred Hammond, We Are Blessed. Coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is the Odd Couple. All right, Rob. Klay Thompson, we don't have anything definitive, but Draymond Green just tweeted out prayers up for Klay. Obviously, Golden State Warriors hampered by injuries this past season. Steph's out. Klay was out all season. And obviously, they were one of the worst teams in the league. And that's why they have the second pick. But I tell you what, just on a human level, if this is serious, obviously you feel for Klay. He worked hard to get back from the ACL. And you just hope that this isn't something serious like that. But I was expecting, what were you expecting this year? And even let's say, what are you expecting this year from the Warriors coming up? I expect them to be right there back in contention, Rob. And I've said this, James Wiseman, if that's who they end up picking and, you know, they don't trade the pick or anything, I like him there because they're not a big team. He gives them some size. He can protect the rim. He's athletic. He can run the floor. He can finish at the basket. He actually can shoot it a little bit as far as mid-range jumpers. And people think he'll actually be able to stretch it out to three-point, you know, range and time. And then, of course, Stephen Klay and Draymond and Andrew Wiggins. I'm gonna talk about Wiggins in a moment. But what are you expecting from them?
Yeah, I thought
you know,
I
think, assuming we're assuming Klay's there right now.
Obviously, Klay would have to be a part of it, but
right.
I thought their window was closed. I look at the West and where everybody else is. How long they were together, how many games they had logged, the three that were left. Obviously, no Kevin Durant. I saw that team put together with Steph and Klay and Draymond Green choke down a 3-1 lead. I don't think there are any more championships in their future. I think that their window has come and closed. And I'm not saying that they're dogs or they're not going to be in contention, Chris.
But I don't think they'll be a contender.
I don't believe they'll win another championship.
you would lean that way, but I think they'll be a contender. Obviously, the Lakers are very good. I think the Lakers are going to be better this year. I mean, assuming LeBron doesn't fall off, or at least not fall off a lot. Maybe he'll decline us a little bit. But if he's still a top three player in the league, I think Anthony Davis is going to be better this year because of the confidence that comes with winning a championship at a young age. And, you know you can do it at the highest level. I think he's going to come back beasting. I love the addition of Dennis Schroeder. So I think the Lakers will be better. But I like Golden State. You and I differ on them. I think they dropped the 3-1 lead. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, Oklahoma City dropped it to them the series before.
Yeah.
As much as I don't take it away from LeBron, that was a great comeback down 3-1. I think the Warriors win that series if Draymond Green doesn't get suspended. That changed the entire momentum. And I know Cleveland beat them 2 games with Draymond, including in Golden State.
Game 7, they looked right at home.
But remember also, Andrew Bogut was injured in that series. Which
but you
was
know
a big
what? When
deal.
They won their championship, team guys were
oh,
hurt.
Yeah. Kyrie and Kevin Love were out.
We could so play that game.
It
all
happens,
day.
Right. Yeah. But I think they would have come back with or without Kevin Durant. I think they were going to come back with a vengeance the next year. And I think they would have won the championship even without Durant that in 2017. Kind of like San Antonio did when they came back and won in 2014 after they felt like they gave it away to Miami the year before.
They did give it away.
I think that's what would have happened with Golden State. But we'll see. One question is legit. Like, when Klay and Steph, when they were rolling, I mean, they were unique. And they still are maybe the two best shooters in the league. But now nobody was shooting it like them. Nobody was shooting it from as deep as they are, especially Steph. And nobody was shooting it at that percentage. Whereas now you got a few guys that do that. I mean, Dame Lillard's pulling up from, you know, not just Dame. But, you know, guys are pulling up from a few feet inside the half court line now. Jamal Murray's shooting it deep. You know, like, so that's one thing I wonder, has the league caught them in that regard? But I expect big things. And I say this about, look, maybe if they can package Andrew Wiggins in the pick for a legit star, you know, by all means do it. If you get like a Bradley Beal or something like that, which I don't think they could, but I like Andrew Wiggins, Rob, as the fourth option. That's what he is. It's he wasn't built to be the number one option, but the fourth option behind Klay, Steph, and Draymond.
But the
I like him a lot.
The fourth option, as in the big three. All we talk about is the big three, and Wiggins went from the next hotness in the NBA, or supposedly hotness, to now he's a fourth option. Yeah, we never talk about the fourth option. We only talk about the big three when we talk about
winning. He would
be
their third leading scorer. He might average 18 next year, but he would be the fourth best player behind Draymond. But look, I look at it like Andre Iguodala, and I know he doesn't have Iguodala's intangibles, and Sean Livingston, two guys that really helped Golden State win their championships, and both of them were like, Iguodala was a disappointment in Philadelphia. He was supposed to be the next star after AI, got a max deal, but couldn't carry a team. But in the right role, he was great in Golden State. Some people think, I don't, but some people think he should be a Hall of Famer, you know? And so I could see Wiggins doing that. Like Sean Livingston, after his nasty injury, you know, a mediocre player elsewhere. Goes to Golden State, comes off the bench, plays a role, and he's important to that team. So I could see the same thing happen with Wiggins there. But we'll see. I mean, obviously, everything hinges now on Klay's injury, and we just pray and hope that it is not that bad. All right, we got 2 hours left. NBA draft starting up momentarily. Keep it locked on the Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic.
because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.